People think from the outside that someone or something about the culture of TSM makes the junglers into players who think they can only play passively and they have to just be ward bots and they shouldn't be aggressive. And there was a clip someone found in the TSM Legends series where you were telling Svenskeren, like, I don't want you to die in the next three games. Like, don't sort of invade. Like, don't die in these situations. I want you to put a lot of focus on don't die. So, can you see kind of what's your take on this? Does TSM turn their junglers into ward bots?
Well, for context, right? I think that like that clip is something like that's really biased without context. So let me first give
Okay.
you context on why that was
Sure.
said, and I think that could have been better explained. The reason why I mentioned that was because for Svenskeren, right? He had a ridiculously high first blood percentage where he was the one that's actually dying.
Yes.
So I think like every single game out of 8 games, he died first blood 6 times. Now you have to think about it. In any single game, right, there's 10 players. So if one player is consistently giving first blood every single time, that
Okay.
is absurd. Like I think like just say any random player on any given LCS team, I think their first blood percentage like out of 8 games should be like 10%, not like 60 or 70%, right? So when I gave that feedback, the feedback after was, hey, look, you're doing something that is way too risky every single game, so you're being punished by it. You need to look at your path. You need to look at what you're doing. And if you're going to invade, you need to make sure, like, generally, if you're a jungler, right, and you invade, if you invade the bottom side of the map, you're going to want your bot lane and your mid to move first. If you invade the top side of the map, you're going to want your mid and your top to move first, right? Because whoever gets there
Sure.
first will have the numbers advantage and will win out in that fight. Now, what he was doing was he was just walking in the jungle and fighting the other jungle, and whoever actually had better communication in terms of telling their teammates to move first would generally win that fight. And so for him, because he didn't communicate as well in that instance, he was punished. And so for me, I told him to not die because I wanted him to really think about what the repercussions were when he was just walking in their jungle mindlessly. And I do think that that really helped him. But I strongly don't think that's a case of like him becoming a specific word bot because of that feedback.
Okay.